Meanwhile, a revolution was occurring in the area of driver aid systems.
Probably the earliest computer control, traffic control system that DMR got involved with was the fog warning system and advisory speed system on the F6, which was then a tollway between Waterfall and Bulleye. And it was a system of changeable message signs, lights, matrix displays that gave advance warning of the existence of fog or the existence of lane closures ahead and an advised speed through that situation. But it was all controlled through computers back at the Waterfall Toll Office.
How did the computer actually work out if there was a sufficient fog to change the variable message sign?
There were two ways. Number one, you could rely on people phoning in or radioing in saying, hey, there's fog down at Bulleye. And you'd have a bit of a discussion with them and say, well, how far can you see? What's the visibility like down there? And from that, you would infer an advisory speed for the circumstance. The other thing that we worked on, though, to give us a little bit of advance warning of that impending situation was a weather station, again, down at Bulleye. And it constantly monitored the wind speed, the wind direction, the relative humidity, the temperature, and on advice from the Weather Bureau as to what combination of those variables to look for would set a signal, an alarm, back to the toll office in Waterfall when the combination of circumstances was such that was conducive to fog forming. Now, that could give us anything up to, say, half an hour advanced warning that something was coming.